You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can find us there too. All over America, you can hear us and the podcast later on today. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Grumpy.
Oh, no. Yeah. Why?
There are these people, right? And they walk every morning. It's this older couple, and they have a dog. Mm-hmm. And remember how I almost killed them last year?
Yeah.
I almost ran over them.
I do remember
because
that.
Because they wear dark clothes, and they step in front of
them. And you've got tinted windows.
Yeah. Well, I wave at them every damn morning now. They will not wave at me.
Because you almost ran them down.
Well, I know, but I mean, I thought we let that go by now.
No, they're holding a grudge on you.
I was like, I don't know what it is about people that don't wave back. But do you wave
back?
Do you wave back?
I do wave back. Okay. I do, but I have a guy in my neighborhood who goes down to check the mailbox every day.
Uh-huh.
And I see this guy go back and forth every single day. He never says a word.
It's so weird.
It is so weird. He won't even look at me.
Really?
No.
Oh, my gosh. And
I don't know if I've done something to him or he thinks that my yard over the years has been a mess and I'm a thorn in the side of the neighborhood. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he goes to, and Jamie, he's an older guy and he wears socks and he pulls all the way above his kneecap.
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
It's like those, what are they called?
For
the compression?
Oh, yeah.
Like compression socks with his shorts and his black tennis shoes.
Nice.
And he's got this look, but he is so ornery. He won't say a word.
That's my people. I like literally, and I smile. Like you could probably see my teeth in the dark.
Yeah.
And I said, hi. Nothing. And the guy looks at me. He just looks at me and watches me drive. I'm like, I almost stopped today, but I decided not to. Like, I'm really sorry that I almost killed you guys, but could you just, like, wave and be nice to me now?
Just holding that grudge.
I'll bet you he tells his wife, Gladys, get over here. Here she comes again. She comes. She's got to run over us. Get over here, Gladys.
I'm sure he does, because they always then turn on their flashlight. Like, we are still here. And so I decided I'm not going to, and I don't know if I can do it or not, but I'm not going to wave at them anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can.
Yeah. Start honking.
It's no, not my neighborhood.
Yeah, then you're going to wake up the entire neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, honk at him.
Not everybody has to pay for this every morning. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm good.
All
it's already Wednesday. I mean, I saw some more RVs. I'm very excited about this weekend.
I am too. I'm ready for the weekend. In fact, I feel like I'm in weekend mode already.
Well, except for the construction people, I kind of said that too. Another thing, right? I'm all hyped up, all happy, everything. And I was like, oh, you guys were super close. It's almost a long weekend. The guy goes, we're not even close. It's only Wednesday. I was like, okay, fine.
Feels close to me. Hey, pal. Everybody with a bad attitude already. Shape up. Come on, man. Come on, get with the program. Exactly. Now, are you going out of town for the weekend?
I am.
You are? You're going back to Illinois?
I'm going to So Ill.
All right.
Yep, I am indeed.
Have you guys been able to check out the
cabin? No.
Yeah, the cabin, and if it's still there, and the tornadoes that came through there?
Yeah, I'm assuming it is, because I talked to the guy who's over the, and I was like, hey, I don't even have a key to the house. Not a key. I have a key to the house. I don't have a key to the gate. And he's like, okay, we're just out here. He said this, and so that's why I think it's not great. I said, listen, I don't have a key to the country club, and it's not a country club, you guys. It's where my dad, his family had it for fishing. Here's what's country club in Southern Illinois. Not even kidding. Fishing. They had archery.
Oh,
right?
Archery. Yeah. That's a step up. That's upper class, right?
You don't have pickleball?
No.
Courts?
No, they have croquet.
Golf course?
They have croquet.
They have croquet.
That's kind of bougie.
And then they had a swimming pool, and it is concrete poured, and when you get close to the wall, it grabs your swimsuit and snags it.
Yeah.
He just said that they were spending all their time cutting up trees.
Man, I tell you, there's so many people that have lost their homes throughout that region, in Kansas and Missouri.
Well, even here, I wasn't even like so aware of how many in like Bennett and all that, even in Colorado. I mean, those poor people.
Homes destroyed. Yeah, I don't even know where you start to pick up and start over again.
I know.
I mean, that's all you can do. It's just, you know, tighten up your bootstraps and get moving forward again, but I don't know how you do it.
I thought it was really nice. There was a church in Castle Rock, and all those people, they took buckets out in the field, and they were out there just picking up stuff in the fields.
You know what I haven't seen, though, posted anywhere? I mean, I'm looking through all the Channel 7, 4, everybody. I'm not seeing any, like, GoFundMes for these people, you know, for money to be raised to, you know, maybe even to put these people in hotels and buy food or whatever that's needed right now. But I've yet to see anything like that.
I'm sure there's millions of them out there.
Spadil, if you find one, can you post it for us
on our
Facebook page?
Yeah,
because these people need help.
Yeah.
It's really bad, too. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just rolling here on a Wednesday before Memorial Day.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here it is. It's a Wednesday, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of people. Oh, by the way, Rick Crandall, because of the Freedom Memorial here in town, he's going to stop by here tomorrow.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Yesterday or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. I'm so disheveled this morning. I got a sore throat today, and it's not like me to get sick, you know?
Yeah, and you're getting ready to travel.
Yeah, that's
not good.
That's not good.
Yeah, but you might want to get a lozenge.
Yeah.
A lozenge.
Up that zinc.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the zinc stuff.
Get the zinc?
Yep.
Have you ever tried it?
I think we have some in the office.
It works?
Yep. Vitamin C.
I may have to zinc up.
Yep.
Get my zinc going today.
What was that?
I'm just saying.
You're like Spadil now.
I've never tried it.
You're like Spadil now. You laugh at nothing.
Yeah. Get my zinc going. All right. Big Memorial Day weekend coming up. All the pools are going to open up. I've got my mask and my snorkel out. I'm ready to go to Water World. It's going to be 86 degrees, they say, on Friday. Then maybe some storms for the weekend, but.
Yeah, ours has the cover off of it. It's very exciting.
We got the notice yesterday. Open Saturday.
Saturday? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
There's a story this morning that a fan is suing the Rockies. Okay? Two reasons. He got hit by a ball.
Okay.
And the other is, the reason he got hit by a ball is because the team sucks so bad that he doesn't pay attention to the games.
Oh, not that they suck so bad that that's why he got hit?
No,
not being
attention. It's like a social event. Everyone's talking. And
he's hanging out. He's in a suite, right?
Yeah.
When he gets hit by the ball. Don't they have, now I don't know if this is true or not, but I thought on the ticket it said that if you're hit by a ball or a bat or whatever, it's on you.
I'm sure it does.
It's just not on the team, right?
Ski resorts and all that, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you can still sue anybody, right?
This was a big story for Kyle Clark last night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I saw it. Hey, Spadil, do you have the audio?
Yeah, I got some right here.
Okay, go ahead.
New tonight, the Rockies can't catch a break, or a ball, for that matter.
That's not
But
Kyle.
Their poor performance
now being cited in a lawsuit. A Parker man says he was hit in the face with a foul ball while sitting in a Coors Field luxury box and is suffering, quote, catastrophic and permanent injuries. This happened in 2023 during a game against the Yankees.
2023?
The lawsuit claims the Rockies did not keep the stadium safe, citing, quote, a lack of netting to protect the fans. And it
also claims
that the Rockies...
What took so long? 2023? I thought you said, you told me earlier this morning, Carson, that it was during that game when they lost 21-0.
So in 2023 it happened, but he cited the game against San Diego on May 10th where they got their butts kicked 21-0.
Oh, he put it there in the in the lawsuit?
Saying that that's why people get hit, because they're not paying attention because they suck so bad, and that was an example of it.
I think it should be a class action lawsuit from anybody that owns a ticket that's a season ticket holder for the Rockies. I think you all have the right to sue.
Yeah.
They suck.
They do suck.
And it's the worst.
Well, not only that, but it's an embarrassment. Like, my friends that live in different, you know, states, they like point and laugh.
You know, but here's the thing. The only way it's going to change is if people just stop going to the game. When you hit them in the pocketbook, it's the only way they're going to change it. As long as you've got 23,000 fans every day for a game, just for a social outing, they're not going to change anything. They're still making money.
Yeah, man.
So you got to boycott them.
Yeah, son of a bitches, don't go to that game.
I love that field, though. That's a great stadium. Yeah, that's probably the best in the league.
And I just, I mean, well, before it got crazy, I loved even the whole downtown vibe back in my day, you know, and now that they made the rally, they built the rally hotel. I mean, the potential there is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and remember we used to even go to the rooftops and do a broadcast before the home openers and everything?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, now it's just there.
Dude, did you hear that we spent $150,000 to change, what's the mall called?
16th Street Mall.
16th Street Mall.
Yeah, rebrand it. Yeah.
So we paid $150,000 to rebrand it. Guess what it's called now? I'll tell you. 16th Street.
That's brilliant.
Isn't that amazing?
That's well worth the money.
Right there?
Yeah. Drop the mall name? Yeah.
It's going to change everything.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I mean, they got together a whole group of like, what should we name this? All right, 16th Street Mall.
Yeah.
The mall is kind of antiquated because nobody goes to a mall anymore, right? And in fact, I guess they built that place at like 1984 or something like that when malls were like the rage. So that's why they put the mall on it.
Yeah.
Now it's 16th Street.
Is there a mall there?
No, it's just all the shops.
Oh,
they
just call it that. Yeah. Okay. So now we've dropped the mall, right?
Yeah. We're just 16th Street.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I love it.
Yeah. Really nailed it.
Makes me want to go tonight.
Yeah. They nailed it.
Show up down there.
Awesome.
All right. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by for that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Have you seen anything about like how many people are going to fly or anything like that on Friday?
No, I did not. Okay. I saw driving 39 million, I think it was. Yeah. But I didn't see how many people were going to be flying at the airport.
I think flying's like 4.3 million.
4.3. So it's not like a gigantic time, but it's still pretty big. But it's not like a Thanksgiving, Christmas kind of
push. It doesn't appear that way.
Yeah, it's more of a stay local. Although I would not recommend New Jersey again. Man, they're having all kinds of problems. Not enough air traffic control people again. It's just a mess. An absolute mess in New Jersey. And I don't know why New Jersey.
I don't know why I want to travel to New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
All right, so there's all kinds of things going on with the Diddy trial. Let me just start there. First of all, Cassie's mom, she testified on the stand. She testified that all of a sudden when Cassie broke up with P. Diddy, I don't know what we want to call him. Anyway, when she broke up with him and started dating somebody else, that all of a sudden he wanted his money back from her. He wanted a bunch of money. So Cassie had to call her mom and dad and say, listen, he is telling me if I don't pay him back $20,000 that he's going to start releasing tapes. That's what she testified saying. They had to take... Her mom and dad had to take out a second mortgage on their home to pay off Diddy. And then I think it dawned on him, we're guessing, it dawned on him that this is like, this is like extortion, maybe racketeering or whatever any of those things are. And so he all of a sudden, after a couple of weeks, he gave her the money back.
So they did pay him?
Yep.
Then he gave the money back.
Correct. Yep.
And she testified to that.
She did.
Huh.
Yes. Okay. She was paying Kid Cudi. And and so then, yeah.
That's kind of like the first thing we've heard that is illegal, you know, because that is, extortion. And that's kind of the first thing that really puts a nail in his coffin for him.
Yeah.
Now, how do you look at that? If he paid it back, is he off the hook? Because he did it initially. Then 2 weeks later, he gives the money back. So does that take away the crime itself?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, also she testified that she saw bruises on Cassie's body resulting from Combs' physical abuse. These photographs were entered into evidence supporting Cassie's earlier testimony of a decade-long abusive relationship. The other thing is, did you guys hear about the Punisher?
Yeah, I did. The Punisher.
What in the hell? So there was this escort, right? His name is the Punisher. And and so Cassie called the Punisher and said, hey, my boyfriend's into this stuff, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so he came over. She said, why don't you go in the bathroom and slip into something more comfortable? And he came out naked. And then she took a bunch of oil and she oiled them all up. And then stuff was done and said and whatever. And they apparently really liked that Punisher.
Yeah.
And so they had him back often. And he came back often. But the problem is, he's in New York. And that's where this all took place, is New York. So there's no trafficking involved.
Okay.
So.
The Punisher. Oh.
Did you see the 10 men that they had hired? I can't believe this. They not only published their pictures, but they published their names.
Yeah. I saw the story, but they wanted me to pay for it.
Oh, they did?
To look at these dudes, and yeah, I didn't want to pay for it. It seemed creepy to me.
10 male escorts, and they published their pictures, their names.
Yeah.
And like three of them came from that TV show, American Gigolo or whatever. Remember, it was a reality show years and years ago.
I do remember that.
And it was like these dudes with these old ladies or whatever. I forgot what it was, like on Netflix or something. And apparently Diddy watched that show and reached out to three of those guys on that show and had them come over.
Yeah. I wonder what you do. Do you Google Gigolo to find these dudes?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know who's got to hate this is these names that keep popping up in the trial. Because, I mean, you're not a part of or at least being accused of doing anything wrong. But like Usher, 2 days ago, his name comes up in the trial.
Well, I feel bad for Obama and Trump because both of their names have been, like, they went to Trump Tower to, you know, participate in some stuff. And Obama, I guess, was on the picture of the ecstasy pills he took. So,
they were shaped like Obama's head. head.
Right.
And his favorite hotel to do the freak-offs was the Trump Tower. Yeah, and so all these names keep popping up.
They're like, no!
They're like, hey, keep us out of this. Right? Don't be doing that.
So we'll see. I mean, we're in, what, week two? Yeah. We'll see what happens. Who knows?
Man, I'm not smelling any kind of a crime, though, right now. I don't know what, I mean, we're not in the courtroom, but everything that we're hearing outside just seems like he was a real freak is all.
Exactly, and that's not illegal.
Yeah.
Yep, so they, like, Harvey on TMZ is like, I don't even know why they brought the Punisher on and all this stuff. I mean, because he, there's nothing illegal about what happened there. And so I guess it's just to paint him in a picture of, like, you know.
I just think that you're going to get one juror at least. One juror that's going to say there's nothing wrong here. Maybe all of them.
Yeah, well, and guess what? Guess what? They asked Harvey what he thought.
Yeah.
He thought the same thing that Jamie White said a long time ago.
What's that?
Hung jury.
Hung jury. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
could
his
be.
That's his guess. I was like, that's right, Harvey. If I listen to the show. I'm kidding. All right. People are really, really mad at Justin Bieber. And in fact, he had to take down a post. They started attacking him so bad. So Hailey Bieber, she scored the cover of, I think it was Vogue magazine, one of those big magazines, and then all of a sudden Justin comes on, and I don't, it seems like he's almost petty and kind of jealous, so she scores this huge cover, right? This is a big deal for Hailey, and he's like, who would have thought a long time ago Hailey and I were in a huge fight and I yelled at her, you'll never get the cover of Vogue magazine.
Oh, how mean.
And he goes, he said that, he goes ... mean, right?
Oh.
And people were like, why would you scream that at your wife and admit it to all of us? That is the meanest thing. And I guess they were just in a fight at the time. And so you know how you like go for the throat sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I guess he's one of those guys that like cuts you to the core, you know, when you're in a fight with him. Because I'm sure it meant everything to her to try to get that cover.
Yeah, and he's right. It's mean.
It
mean.
Is very mean. But she did, in fact, get, was it Vogue or was it Vanity Fair? It doesn't matter.
I think she's on Vogue.
Yeah, it's Vogue. It's
okay.
Vogue.
All right. Elon Musk, we talked about this before. So Elon Musk wants to create the Airbnb of cars. Now, I know what you're thinking. Huh? But if you have a Tesla like Slacker does, Slacker can put his car into the system, into this quote-unquote Airbnb system. And then I can be at home, and I'm like, you know what I need? I need Slacker's car. And so I can call it up. Slacker's car will show up at my front door. I will take it, and it will drive me somewhere while Slacker's on the air. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So you can put your car into a system that makes money while you're at work. So instead of all these Teslas are sitting in the parking lot, they can be going to work. Here's Elon explaining it, number three.
We'll have a model which is kind of like some combination of Uber and Airbnb. So if you're a Tesla owner,
right,
you'll be able to add or subtract your car to the fleet. So just like an Airbnb, you could like rent out your spare bedroom or rent out your house when you're not using it. And the same thing will be available for Tesla owners.
Right.
So it's a way for Tesla owners to earn revenue.
So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do that. Buy a car and it'd be my car and then just loan it out to any Yahoo that comes along that wants to rent it.
Nope. But yeah. I mean, I think if you're struggling for money, it's a great thing to do. I think if you're maybe a college kid and it's just sitting there on campus, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it's a side gig and you could be doing two jobs at one time without working that many hours.
Yeah. And I mean, the only thing I thought of is what kind of extra insurance do you have to buy for that sucker?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So what do we think this means? One plus eight rings.
One plus eight rings.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo's engaged again?
Right? That's what you would think.
Yeah.
It's on a boat.
It's on a boat?
It's on a boat.
I love boats.
Okay. The boat used to just say eight rings. Okay?
One plus eight rings.
The boat used to just say eight rings. Now it says one plus eight rings. And it's Bill Belichick's boat. We think they got engaged.
Oh, to the 24-year-old.
Jordan Hudson. All of a sudden, they saw Bill Belichick's boat in the harbor. He has a little, I don't know what it is. It's a little boat. And it used to just say eight rings on it. And now the paint job has been changed to one plus 8 rings.
Oh, Bill and Hot Legs, man.
Now some people are saying that it might be from, she won a national cheerleading competition.
Yeah.
So it might be her trying to include her one national.
In his trophies, like his Super Bowl wins?
Because his 8 rings are his trophies on the side of his boat.
That's something to be proud of.
And the national cheerleading championships. So maybe that's it. Or is it she got engaged and that's her one plus?
Well, I heard that she told some friends.
Yeah, that they got engaged.
They got engaged. That's what I read earlier this morning. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but somebody was saying that she told some friends that they are engaged.
So who knows? Who knows?
Man, look at him. 75 years old. She's 24. Oh, Bill.
It seems like it'll last forever.
Yes. Well, it will for him because he's going to die soon.
He is, yeah. So, And then finally for you guys, and y'all know this, Norm from Cheers. He passed away. It
was so sad. Norm.
That was my dad's favorite show. When I was little, oh my God, my dad had that show on every time.
I used to watch it with my parents all
Did
the time.
You?
That was like our Saturday night thing. We'd watch Cheers and then go into Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. My dad loved that show. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.